Welcome to our worship on this third Sunday of the Advent season, featuring our children's Christmas program, children and youth this year. So welcome to you all in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. May his joy be within you and upon you, not only this day, but throughout the rest of the Advent season. Share a couple of announcements with you. Please note the rest of them are on page 6 and 7 in the bulletin. Please know that Louise Short entered eternal life Friday morning, December 13th, at the age of 87. Services will be held here at the church with visitation on Wednesday, the 18th, from 4 to 7 p.m. in the chapel. The memorial service will be at 11 a.m. Thursday. A luncheon is going to follow, so we're seeking donations of salads and donations for pies. Once again, please contact the church office if you can donate a food item. And because of the services on Thursday, the third Thursday senior luncheon will not be held this week, so please be aware of that too. The Old Testament prophecy from Micah chapter 5, verse 2, speaks of the coming birth of our Lord and Savior and where he would be born. But you, Bethlehem Ephrathah, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are from of old, from ancient times. Please join me in prayer. Gracious Lord God, we thank you for this time to be together in the sanctuary, to be able to connect in and worship you. Lord, we pray your blessing upon the children and youth sharing in the service this day, that their joy of Christmas, their joy of you, would just shine through their words and through their songs and through their actions. Lord, we pray your blessing upon all, and we pray that our joy would be made continue to be complete through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen.
Here at the stable, in the alleyway behind the nearby inn, the setting of the promised birth continues to unfold. The animals continue to inhabit the stable. After all, it's their home, the place they eat and the place they sleep. But not everything about that special holy night happens at just that stable, nor on just that night. God's angels are involved in the nativity, having foretold of the birth, having proclaimed the joyous news to Mary and to Joseph. And on the night of the holy birth, angels appeared to the shepherds, announcing the good news of great joy, rejoicing as a great company of heavenly host, sharing with the shepherds the news of the Savior's birth, Christ the Lord. And the shepherds listened and watched in utter amazement, and they traveled to the stable to see this thing that had happened. They came with wonder, hastening to witness the joy of this special birth. It's still an ordinary, simple stable with simple surroundings and humble characters, which God blesses with great joy for all people. Let's join together singing two verses of the Friendly Beasts.
Soon we shall celebrate the birth of Jesus. We worship God with joy in our hearts as we are reminded of the words the angel said on the first Christmas day. Behold, I bring you God, good tidings for great joy, which shall be to all people.
As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you obey my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have obeyed my Father's commands and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete.
We light this candle to proclaim the coming of the light of God into the world. With the coming of the light, there's joy, joy that is ours, not only at Christmas, but always.
O Holy One, as Christmas draws near, there is a sense of excitement in the air. We can feel a joy in all lives and see it in all those around us. Still, for some of us, this is a sad time because unhappy things that have happened in our lives. Help us to have the joy that does not depend on earthly happiness, but you. Help us to be filled with your joy so we may share this joy with the world. Amen.
And let's join together singing the three verses of the Advent candles as it's printed in the bulletin.
A summary of Matthew chapter 1, verses 1 through 17. The Gospel of Matthew begins with the genealogy of Jesus in chapter 1, verses 1 through 17. This is a passage that is seldom read, if ever read, during a congregational setting of worship. The genealogy is quite lengthy, and there are many different difficult names to pronounce. This passage is on page 3 of the bulletin. As verse 1 proclaims, this is a record of the genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Matthew connects the lineage of Jesus to some of the greatest names in the history of the Old Testament, going all the way back to the patriarch Abraham, and then makes the connection with the royal line of King David as prophesied in the Old Testament. The Bible often includes numerical symmetry as found here in verse 17, a summary of the passage. Thus, there were 14 generations in all from Abraham to David, 14 from David to the exile to Babylon, and 14 from the exile to the Christ. There are familiar names and generations in this genealogy of Jesus. In the first 14 generations, there are names of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Judah. Then later there is Rahab, Boaz, Obed, Ruth, Jesse, David, and Solomon. In the second set of 14 generations, there are names that might stand out: Jehoshaphat, Uzziah, Hezekiah, and Manasseh. Then in the third set of 14 generations, the names become quite obscure until it comes to a second Jacob, this one the father of Joseph, the Joseph who was the husband of Mary, of whom was born Jesus, who is called Christ.
I shortened my 8 o'clock sermon from 6 pages down to 2 and maybe 2 sentences for this meditation this morning. It's also why I did a summary of verses 1 through 17, because I know we want to get to the joy of our children. In the Advent season, reading part of the Old Testament prophecies about the coming of the Messiah is part of the preparation we go through in the Christian church. Prophecies like Isaiah 7:14, "Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son and will call him Emmanuel." Or as Isaiah 9:6, "For unto us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders." Or Micah 5:2 that we already heard this morning. The Old Testament has numerous prophecies like this, prophecies that foretell the coming of the Messiah and Savior, Jesus Christ. Prophecies about the Messiah that were fulfilled in the birth of Jesus as related in the Gospels of Matthew and Luke. This morning, I want you to have us consider what the genealogy of Jesus has to offer as an overview of salvation history. The genealogy of Jesus. A list of names, some familiar names, many unfamiliar, and a mention of just a few historical events. A salvation history that depicts how God has been working throughout all of history towards the salvation of the world. A plan of salvation that unfolds through the birth of Jesus. The Bible includes genealogies in 14 of its books, and they are a fundamental part of the Bible's structure. Genealogies provide historical context. Who was involved in events, and when did those events happen? Genealogies tell the story of God's work of restoration, restoring humanity's relationship with the Lord. Genealogies just demonstrate God's attention to detail in his interest to the people. And genealogies show how biblical families served God. Know the teaching of 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17. All scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the one of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. The genealogies, often kind of jumped over, are part of all scripture being God's breath. So there must be something within these genealogies. Every verse, every passage in the Bible has value, has importance. And so we're going to look at just a little bit of verses 1 through 17. Verse 1, a record of the genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. David is mentioned. In 2 Samuel 7:16, David is told by God, "Your house and your kingdom will endure forever before me. Your throne will be established forever." This was a prophecy about the Messiah. It is only through Jesus, the one only through him, the lineage of David continue forever, because it's only Jesus who is eternal. Abraham is mentioned, taking the reader all the way back to Genesis 12 in the Abrahamic covenant. When Abram left Haran and began his lengthy journey because God told Abram to leave. Genesis 12:1. The Lord had said to Abram, "Leave your country, your people, and your father's household, and go to the land I will show you. I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse. And all peoples on earth will be blessed through you." The blessing promised would ultimately come through Jesus, the Messiah, who would be a blessing to all people. Recall what the angel said to the shepherd on the night of Jesus' birth from Luke 2:10. Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people. Again, a fulfillment of prophecy from the Old Testament. We could talk about Rahab, a sinner, who offered protection to the spies Joshua had sent into the city of Jericho. We could talk about Ruth and who her mother-in-law was, Naomi. They needed rescue as they were homeless and they were hungry. And Boaz became his kinsman redeemer for Ruth, revealing how God is willing to redeem anyone from any background who chooses to become into the family of God. And then all the way to verses 16 and 17. And Jacob, the father of Joseph, the husband of Mary, who was born Jesus, who was called Christ. Each grouping of those 14 generations represents a people that had fallen away from God, a people that could never get it right on their own and who were in desperate need of a Savior. And that Savior is named Jesus, who was identified as Christ, which means Messiah and Deliverer. A few verses later in Matthew 1:21, she will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. The name of the long-awaited Messiah is Jesus. Jesus was born, and he's with us today, alive forevermore, bringing a type of deliverance that people could never provide on their own, as he has come to provide salvation for all our sins. May Jesus Christ be praised. Amen.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God for all of his great and wonderful gifts that he gives to us. Let's pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you this Advent season as we celebrate the greatest gift that you gave us, your Son. Please use these gifts, our offerings, for your glory, for the purposes of expanding your kingdom. In your name we pray. Amen. I invite the ushers forward to collect our offering.
Merry almost Christmas, everyone. Thank you. Merry Christmas. I want to welcome you all to Scuba Christmas this winter. We're here to dive deep into the season. Right? Yeah, great. Thank you for the laughter. And celebrate God's greatest gift, his son, Jesus. Brooke and I are so excited to have you under the sea with us today. To get started, though, I think we really need to set the scene and dive underwater. How does that sound? Yeah? We need some warmth, right? Hey, Ocean, think you can stand up and turn around and wave to everyone for me? Awesome. Ocean, why don't you join us up on stage where you guys go?
All right, while they're going up there, we have some other dive buddies that we have here to help us with our program today. So just like everybody, no diver goes alone, right? So we're on this Christmas aquatic adventure together. So dive buddies, can you stand up and give me a good wave and say good morning? That's you high schoolers. All right, you guys can go to your spots on stage. Finally, now, I've got kids here to help us out with our story. So kids, can you stand up, turn around, and give a big wave to your church family?
Oh, wait, you know what, Brooke? I almost forgot someone. Hey, kids, can you do me a huge favor and give a loud, warm welcome to Scuba Mickey?
You're going to ask me next year to do this?
Always, always, Mickey.
Well, hey, everybody, how's it going? You guys all look great. The ocean? So did you guys have a whale of a time at VBS this last summer? Growing deeper with your friendship in God? You know, God's a friendship to all the grown-ups out here in the audience, too. So everyone with us, turn to your side and give someone a high five and say, God is your friend, too. Since it's Christmas, my friends and I thought we'd bring a state-of-the-art, most fantastic, under-the-sea Christmas tree with us here today. Ta-da! Ta-da! Oh. Something's not right with my tree, I see. Something's fishy here. What's wrong? Well, you're saying there's decorations help, huh? Yeah, no decorations. Yeah, I guess that's not very festive, is it? Yeah, decorations would be a great idea. We have a sea of bubble buddies, and we can use it to decorate our tree. And our Bible memory buddies from Scuba VBS this summer would be the perfect flash and splash that this tree needs. Kids, I think I'll need your help with this one. So make your way to the stage right now, if you would, please. And you can swim, you can backstroke, you can dive like a dolphin, crab walk carefully. But as you do, let's warm up with our favorite song from the summer, Thanks God.
Oh, you are. Oh, 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 oh.
Wow, that was great. Now it's time for the grown-ups in the room. You guys need to know something. Throughout our time this morning, you're going to hear five special Bible points. And when you hear the Bible points, we're going to learn, I need everyone to shout, thanks God. So on the count of three, I want everybody to say thanks God. One, two, three.
Thanks God.
That was great. That was great.
Mickey, that was fun. But I think we need the grown-ups need to have a little more splash.
You know what? You're right. Oh, I know. This cool school of fish can help. All these guys right here. So when you see the kids and me clasp our hands together like this, on three, let's do it. Thanks God. Thanks God.
Thanks God.
That's what I want you guys to do along with us. So let's try that. Ready? We're going to try it twice. One, two, three.
Thanks God.
One more time. One, two, three.
Thanks God.
Perfect.
That sounds a lot better.
You know, we have so many reasons to say thanks God. One of the biggest reasons is God's Son, Jesus. What a gift. Thanks God.
Thanks God.
Yes, what a gift indeed. Christmas is the day we celebrate Jesus coming to earth so we can be friends with God. Even creatures of the sea celebrate God. Listen to what the Bible says. Hey, Reagan, can you help us with that?
A reading from Psalm chapter 96, verse 11. Let the heavens be glad and the earth rejoice. Let the sea and everything in it shout his praise.
Hey, Buffy, you think you can sing a song to praise him along with the sea?